Hello.
Hi, my name is Melissa. I'm calling with Roadside Assistance.
Yes.
Hi, alrighty. I'm working on your dispatch here. I just need to ask a question real quick. It is mentioned in here that your vehicle has been lowered. Is that correct?
Yes.
It has?
Yes. It's true.
Okay. How far off the ground is your vehicle?
Probably 2 inches.
Okay, I'm more than
Right
likely
around
not
4.
going to have a truck that can pick up a vehicle that's 2 inches off the ground tonight. That's special equipment that's normally not carried at this time of night. Would I see that the vehicle is located at your home? You want to take it over to a repair facility? Is this something that we could do first thing in the morning when they're open and I have that type of equipment available?
Well, the thing is, no, I don't think anybody would be there to accompany the person that's gonna hit the car and the tow truck. I mean, I think they used a block one time. They just used a block for it. I mean,
Yeah, a lot
stop.
of the providers won't do that because it could damage the vehicle. So it would be better if we could possibly do this first thing in the morning because I can see it at your home. Unless there's somebody there tonight to drop off a vehicle to, we really can't unless you're going to follow them with the car.
I'm sorry, what? Say it again.
Okay, is the dealership open or is the Caltech Automotive, is it open?
It's open. They have a gate, but it's unlocked. So I'm going to follow the truck to the shop.
Okay, is this something that we could do first thing in the morning so we can get the special equipment out to you?
Oh, that part I won't be able to because I have work tomorrow. I'll be taking the bus and I leave really early to Santa Monica.
Okay, I'm not certain if I'm able to find the provider for this. With it being 2 inches off the ground, you have to understand that's extremely low. That's not just low, that's like not even going over a speed bump low. I will try, but it's probably going to take me a little while to find somebody if I'm able to find somebody at all tonight. And you are going to follow them over and take responsibility of the vehicle, correct? And you are 100% certain that there is a gate and it is unlocked?
It's unlocked, yeah, because they tend to take my car there all the time. They just shut the gate, but there's no lock on it. You just have to push it, separate them
Oh,
through. So we
no. The
separate them.
provider will not even drop the vehicle. At that point, the provider's going to take your vehicle to his facility and he's going to lock it up for the night. If that gate is
Why is
closed, he's
that?
not dropping the vehicle. He will not leave the vehicle there
I
if the
don't
gate's
know.
closed.
I'm gonna
You
follow
can't
the
open the
vehicle.
gate. If the gate is closed,
I
he
am.
can't drop the vehicle there. Even if you go and push the gate open, he cannot take it behind what was at one time a closed gate. That means you can't go over it.
It's a normal thing. They just leave it open. They just leave it closed. But I always drop off my vehicles. I've been told there several times. It's just their way of it's shut, but it's not locked at all. You just have to,
Okay.
because the
It
shop's
cannot go
way in the
behind a
back.
closed gate. Okay? When they close a gate, that means this is closed.
I'll go ahead and open the gate. So when the tow truck comes, it's open.
Okay,
That's
I
the
don't.
way their business goes.
Okay. Give me a minute. Let me see if there's anything I can do here because I'm really not feeling comfortable with this at all. There's no possible way at all we could do this like first thing in the morning. If you're going to be
No,
able to
I
tow over
leave.
there tonight at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, you couldn't just do it in the morning when the provider has the correct equipment for your vehicle?
Is it easier or faster if you can send a jumper guy than finding a tow truck? Because
Yes,
if
absolutely.
the jumper if the jumper person can jumpstart the car, because I don't know if it's just super drained or what happened, because I tried doing it with a jumper cable, it
Yeah,
doesn't work.
Okay. How long did you
So
leave them
I don't
on?
know if they have like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Because Monday they did that to my vehicle. That tow truck company had a special thing. once you put it on the car, it just started.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah. It would absolutely. Yeah, it would absolutely be 100% easier if you want to try the jump start and see if that works first. And then we can see if we have to figure out the whole thing with the tow.
Okay, but I don't want to pull the order on the tow truck, because if this doesn't work.
Okay, well we can't do both. We can't do both. We have to do one or the other. So if we do the tow truck, it more than likely will be tomorrow morning. If we do the jumper, I don't know how long it'll take somebody to get out there. I need to start calling for you.
Okay, would you let me know? Can you switch the order to the jump start first and see?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem. So I will go ahead and do that. And then.
And you have my address, right? Because I'm not sure if the agent has my address on the
policy. 6644 Glade Avenue.
Glade Avenue, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll go ahead and call a tow truck as soon as I have a jump start. As soon as I have a provider available, you'll receive the text message with all the information for that provider.
Okay, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to have to call another agent again?
Yeah, you're going to have to call back and let us know it didn't work.
Okay, so which number do I call you? Is 521 number okay?
Yep, that's perfect.
7244. Okay. Thank you, Melissa.
Yep. You're very welcome, my friend. I'll try to get somebody out there as quickly as I can.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.